The Homan family. 4.1. Baptism. A. The Roman Catholic ceremony. Baptism is one of the seven sacraments of the Catholic Church. It is the first of three sacraments of initiation, which make a person a full member of the Church. These sacraments are baptism, confirmation, and Eucharist. There is a special ceremony or rite for the Christian initiation of adults into the Church, but the following account is for the baptism of infants. A baby is not able to make the promises of faith, but he or she belongs to a family who have faith, and the parents and godparents promise to make the faith known to the child as it grows up. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. Whoever does not believe will be condemned. Mark chapter 16, verse 16. The reception or welcome into the Christian community. This takes place at the entrance to the church. The priest welcomes the child and its parents and invites them to come to the baptismal font. You have asked to have your child baptized. In doing so, you are accepting the responsibility of training him to the practice of the faith. It will be your duty to bring him up to keep God's commandments as Christ taught us by loving God and our neighbour. The priest asks the godparents if they are prepared to help the parents to do this. The child is welcomed into the Christian family. Brackets name. The Christian community welcomes you with great joy. In its name I claim you for Christ our Saviour by the sign of the cross. I now trace the sign of the cross on your forehead and invite your parents and godparents to do the same. The sign of the cross is a symbol that the child now belongs to God. A celebration of the Word of God. An important part of the celebration of every sacrament is a reading of the Bible, the Word of God. The scripture reading for the sacrament of baptism may describe the baptism of Jesus, or it may be Jesus' conversation with Nicodemus in John chapter 3 about being born again to eternal life. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, explains the importance of baptism in the Christian life. The priest will give a short homily or sermon to explain the reading to the congregation. The prayers of the faithful, or the bidding prayers, follow. These prayers will be for the child, the parents and godparents. There should be a prayer for the new life given in baptism and for the serious responsibilities which are being taken on by the parents and godparents. There may be a prayer asking the saints to pray for the child, especially the saint whose name is being taken as the child's name. A name may be chosen which is not the name of a saint in the church, but great care must be taken that the name would not take away from the respect due to and the holiness of the occasion. The exorcism and anointing. Jesus told his apostles to cast out devils in my name. At this point in the ceremony, the priest will hold up his hand and say, O God, you sent your son to cast out the power of Satan. Set this child free from original sin. At an exorcism, the power and control that evil has over mankind is driven out. In baptism, the child will be freed from the control of all evil forces. However, he or she will still have free will and can deliberately choose sin when the time comes for understanding right from wrong. An example of Jesus casting out devils may be found in Mark chapter 5, verses 1 to 20. The priest anoints the child on the chest with the oil of catechumens. A catechumen is someone who is preparing to be baptized. Oil is a sign of strength and healing. We anoint you with the oil of salvation in the name of Christ our Saviour. May he strengthen you with his power. Baptismal promises, a declaration of faith. The celebration of the baptism begins. The child is brought to the font. The font may be near the entrance of the church, if the baptism is not taking place during Mass. Otherwise, the font is brought into the sanctuary or to a place where the whole congregation can witness and approve the ceremony. The water is blessed. Then the priest asks the parents and godparents to renew their faith. Dear parents and godparents, you have come here to present this child for baptism. By water and the Holy Spirit, he is to receive the gift of new life from God, who is love. On your part, you must make it your constant care to bring him up in the practice of the faith. See that the divine life which God gives him is kept safe from the poison of sin, to grow always stronger in his heart. The baptismal promises are basic questions and answers which make up the promises made by someone who intends to live a Christian life. The priest asks the following questions. Responses are given in bold letters. Do you reject Satan and all his works and all his empty promises? I do. Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth? I do. Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was born of the Virgin Mary, was crucified, died and was buried, rose from the dead, and is now seated at the right hand of the Father? I do. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting? I do. This is our faith. This is the faith of the Church. We are proud to profess it in Christ Jesus, our Lord.